Let's look at the share market in more detail. And today we did close at a six-month high. As I just touched on, tech stocks obviously did very well, which is interesting because I think some of them are reporting in coming weeks. But as soon as that Trans-Tasman travel arrangement hit the market, all the travel stocks went up. So as I suggested, let's look at it in more detail. Adam Dawes is a senior investment advisor with Shaw and Partners. How are you going, Adam?
Really well, thank you. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Now, today was a rare day for the long-suffering travel sector, now licking its lips as holidaymakers on both sides of the ditch prepare to pack their bags. Some good gains there today.
Yeah, look, it has. And I think it's just a returning of confidence to the market that potentially we won't be in COVID forever. But I think this is an exciting day for the Trans-Tasman bubble, as it represents a sort of a new start to sort of COVID and how we're going to respond to that and the recovery. Most of the travel stocks did very, very well today. Qantas was up 3%. Webjet was up 5.3%. Flight Centre and Sydney Airports did well. But not what a lot of people are talking about. Auckland International Airport was up 1.4%. And even Air New Zealand, which is dual listed on the Australian Stock Exchange as well as in New Zealand, that was up 6.6% also.
Yeah, I did see that. But the other thing that caught my eye was the gains for buy now, pay later, which, you know, they've struggled a lot. I think Afterpay got up to about $157 just 4 to 6 weeks ago. I think today it was up 10%, Sezzle and Zip, and even Split It a whopping 14%. Where did all this come from?
Well, we have seen over the last 3 months a bit of a sell down or a sell out of tech to move into value stocks. So we've seen a rotation out of tech into the banks, into those sort of value names that have pretty much been left behind sort of post-COVID. What I think now has happened is that they're probably seeing some value, like you say, Afterpay getting around that $100 mark, and Zip getting around that sort of below $8. There's certainly value now there in starting to move forward. But also we've got the quarterlies coming out, so not reporting season, but quarterly updates from all the buy now, pay later sector next Monday the 12th, they start. So it looks like investors now are getting themselves set for potentially what is going to be a good week next week for the buy now, pay later sector.
Yeah, certainly their last quarterlies were absolutely eye-watering numbers on the amount of people taking up these buy now, pay later opportunities. What about the retail space? Because the pure player, the online retailers, had a huge 2020 where the whole planet bought goods over the internet. But are you starting to see an opportunity in more traditional retailers?
Definitely. It's definitely on the back of a hot housing market, yeah? I mean, and that's boosting homeware retailers post-lockdown. The likes of Beacon Lighting, Nick Scali, and even our friends from the show, Harvey Norman, the market is now starting to look at those stocks and potentially think that, there is some more upside to those stocks once we all now can go back to the shops, once we can all do these kinds of things. But also, you know, homewares, the housing market's just been absolutely on a tear, and everyone is probably going to need a new couch or if they're going to sell something, you know, those kinds of things. So I think the home retailers are looking very well. The supermarkets have started to pair off a little bit or come off a bit because that panic buying that we saw 6 months ago isn't now starting to come through. So, yeah, we're definitely looking for some strong house price growth, but also then the homewares or the retailers, like the Harvey Normans of the world, should do well in this post-pandemic environment.
Now, Adam, have you or Shaw and Partners got a little buy, hold or sell for us? Give us a little Easter treat for our listeners.
Easter treat. Well, look, you know, I mean, we did talk about the buy now, pay later sector. I think Zip is one, is the one to buy. Anything around this sort of $8 mark, we have seen it get back up to 10 pretty quickly and even to 14. We know that the numbers in the US are absolutely fantastic for Zip. They're actually acquiring more customers than Afterpay now in the US. So we think that those numbers are going to be fantastic. And even if it's for a trade, this one would be, you know, we've got to buy on Zip. This one would be a good trade. Buy some tomorrow or the next day for the reporting season or for the quarterlies, which are coming out next Monday. I think you'll do very, very well.
All right. General advice, of course, only for our listeners. And what about a sell?
Oh, look, a sell's a little bit harder. One that I haven't been liking and have been selling a fair bit of is AGL. Yeah. Now, the retail energy provider as well as the retail side as well as the generation side, they did come out to the market last week and said they're going to split those two businesses in half. But I still feel that they're going to struggle to sell the brown coal asset, which is their retail, not the retail, is the energy generator. And I think AGL is a sell, even after that. It was a good announcement, but I think it's not enough. And you can find some better value elsewhere. So AGL is a sell for me.
Yeah, I agree, Adam. I think that's the key for our listeners is where can you find the better value? Is it worth holding a stock like that or moving it on and going somewhere else? Adam Dawes, Senior Investment Advisor with Shaw & Partners, thank you so much for joining me this evening on Money News.
You're welcome. Have a great night.